Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Newcomb of Brave Parenting, and this is the Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. This past week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments in the Free Speech Coalition versus Paxton case, which examines the constitutionality of Texas's age verification law. The law requires that websites with more than one-third pornographic content verify that its users are at least 18 years old before granting them access. The FSC argues that such a requirement is a violation of the First Amendment of free speech. So basically, it's a battle between what is now deemed worse for society. Is it children accessing pornography or the government requiring age verification on the internet? Now, you may remember hearing that Pornhub, in retaliation, blocked the entire state of Texas's IP addresses after this law went into effect. While this was a victory for us Christian parents who don't want our children to purposefully or accidentally find pornography online, the reality is that VPN providers saw a 45% increase in use in the state of Texas after Pornhub blocked those IP addresses. Now, if you don't know what VPNs are or how they work, I urge you to check out our Brave Parenting Guide to VPNs on our website, braveparenting.net. Now, how did the Supreme Court hearings go? Well, the justices pushed back against the FSC's arguments, pointing to the fact that a lot has changed in 30 years of the internet, and now kids can access porn through phones, gaming systems, tablets, and computers, to the point that there is now an explosion of addiction to online porn. They pointed to the fact that relying solely on parents to filter explicit content isn't enough. Now, I report this to you not to engage in the debate that surrounds the protection of free speech, but to remind you that it is still necessary to do the hard work to keep our kids away from pornography. It is still a valuable use of time to set up filters on all of your internet-connected devices and have ongoing conversations with your kids about God's design for sex and sexuality and the dangers of viewing pornography. And to also encourage and partner with other parents to create phone-free environments for your children. Now, does this always work? No, right? Someone at school can show your kids pornography, or kids can access burner phones, download those VPNs, and figure out a way to access it if they are determined to see it. But that doesn't mean that we just throw our hands up in the air and not try. God's word tells us in Ephesians 2:10 that we are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Well, if you're a Christian parent who is tired and annoyed at the never-ending work it takes to keep kids safe online or to even keep them offline and off screens, I just want to encourage you and embolden you that God sees, God knows, and God is sovereign over all of our modern day struggles. And God has divinely placed you to parent in this time and space and to do good works. And those good works may not feel good in the moment as you're parenting your kid and you grant only limited and restricted access to phones, video games, and the internet while no one else does. But this is the good work that God has for us as Christian parents in 2025. Don't cave to the culture. Don't give in to your kids whining, crying, and complaining. Teach them the truth of God's word. Live out that truth for them to see. And don't be the one to give the enemy a foothold in their life by allowing unrestricted, unsupervised, or unlimited access to the internet just because it's easier. Be brave. Okay, friends, that is your Brave Briefing. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend, and until next time, go and be brave.